Hey team, David here. I hope you're good. I wanted to share the answer to a question that I was asked yesterday by a personal trainer who was a bit scared or a bit concerned about AI and its development in the last few months. They were asking, how can they justify the cost of their services to people who could easily grab an amazing app and some AI tools, use a combination of ChatGPT and Bard and Midjourney and all sorts of stuff, and go and provide incredible nutritional plans and workout plans and guidance that is both effective because they can be given good information, and it's efficient because they can get it fast, and it's cheap because these apps are cheap, right? So how can I possibly do that? It's a fraction of what people would pay a personal trainer for a monthly service or a pack of 10, 20 sessions. It starts to feel quite daunting. And what's the point of difference between like rather just providing like individual specific advice? And here's what I said. First of all, information is cheap, but implementation is expensive. In other words, you can easily get at information. It's everywhere. Google, YouTube, ChatGPT now is providing a fingertip access to almost anything you want as long as you've got the right prompts and questions. So information is cheap, but it's also abundant. Implementation is expensive. That means it's difficult. It's actually very challenging to take the right information from the wealth of information, an abundance of information that you have access to, and apply the right stuff to the right person in the right dosage at the right time in the right way. All of that, there's a lot of variables there that we could unpack, but it's very challenging. Therefore, it's very expensive, or people would pay more for it. So clients will pay a very small amount of money for a program, which is basically information, but will pay a lot more if someone will dynamically apply that program around them with ever-changing goals, ever-changing priorities, ever-changing personal circumstances and injuries and whatnot. That's the implementation bit. The dynamism that I'm talking about is the ability to react to ever-changing stimuli and be able to cater what they're doing to that individual at the right time, in the right way. And when I say in the right way, I mean that people have different personality types. They absorb information in different ways. They apply that information in different ways. And your ability as a personal trainer is that you understand the person in front of you and are able to take what you know, the wealth of experience and knowledge you have, and apply it to that individual in the right way. And the better you get at that, the more valuable you're going to be as a coach and as a service. So when I say how we actually do those things, like I don't mean instructions of how to exercise or how to read a food label. What I'm talking about is how does this apply to your client in a given specific situation that they have? I've got a right knee problem. I want to run the half marathon and I'm a mother of three, right? That's a very specific situation. How does your client engage in that program when they're not motivated? You can't, like an AI tool or a program, it's not going to motivate you. It's not going to guide you and actually help to strip away the confusion, anxiety that you might feel about doing something. A coach can. How do they adapt the program when their lower back aches? When they wake up one morning because they've been up through the night and they've been gardening all day the day before, and yet they've got this program that now their lower back, the left side is hurting. So how do I adapt that program? Because I'm worried now. I don't want to make my injury worse. So what happens? I just stop, right? If the trainer intervenes and is able to adjust the program as necessary to suit concerns, injuries, worries. How do they taper the program when they get busy? When work goes up, how do I taper that back down? What's the right thing to remove? And what should I replace certain things that was going to give me a bigger bang for my buck that maybe isn't as effective as a full-on comprehensive program, but would actually get me not dissimilar results? And how do I adhere when the results don't immediately come? When my expectation doesn't match reality and I don't get what I was looking for, how do I manage that in my own expectations of myself and with my resources? Hopefully you get the idea. And when these questions are not properly answered by an app or a program, this basically changes the way client engages with the program, and they're much more likely to exit the program and just stop altogether because they can't answer those questions effectively, and therefore they end up giving up, and then the yo-yo diet and the yo-yo exercise programming begins. And so let me just finish this little video with a little prediction. The services that you incredible people offer, incredible personal trainers with amazing experience, with amazing knowledge, an amazing commitment to helping people become better versions of themselves will only become more valuable with the ever-increasing prevalence of online apps, programs, AI-based tools. They will only become more valuable. Now, there's an extension to this point, which is those that can use it to enhance their service will probably win in the end. But I think those that lose sight of the individuality and the personal element of coaching, it won't matter because they will fall behind anyway. And because the more of them there are, the greater the gap between a faceless, humanless service and one delivered by you. So I think from this, I hope that this has been helpful to you. But the more we can lean into the personal element of what we do and the better we can serve our clients in the precise way that they need us for their unique and ever-changing circumstances, the more clients you'll get, the more you'll be able to charge for your services because you'll just be inherently more valuable, and the more people you'll impact, the more money you'll make. I hope this has been helpful, and I'll catch up with you soon.